So let's start with the rhythm guitar parts, which were mainly done on the acoustic guitar. And then we'll go back and pick up the electric guitars. A lot of the electric guitar parts just double what the acoustic guitar is doing, but there are some very distinct separate licks, and we'll learn those as well. For the acoustic guitar part, we're going to have this at the very beginning. So on the recording, what we have is the acoustic guitar hitting the sixth string open. That's that drop D. Then we have this hammer-on. So what I have here is finger three is on the second string, third fret, which is part of a D chord. Finger one needs to be ready to hammer onto the third string, second fret. Because what's going to happen is I'm going to hit the third and second strings together, and then hammer finger one onto that second fret. So far we have this. Then while keeping that finger down that we just hammered on, we're going to hit that third string two more times. So we have. And I want you to take your first finger off of the third string. Let's play it open. And then we'll play the fourth string, fourth fret. And you can let go of the rest of the chord to do that. Then we have this. Now that was the fourth string, second fret, fourth fret, third string open, and then I went back and did a slide. This slide is the fourth string, second fret to fourth fret. So far we have this. Then next we have this. So we just did that, we're just repeating it. So that's the fourth string, second fret, fourth fret, third string open, and then that slide again on the fourth string, second to fourth fret. So far we have this. Then next we have this. That's the fourth string, second fret, and then open. And then we'll get another hammer-on, except it's on the fourth string. What I'm doing is I'm hitting the fifth and fourth strings open, and then hammering finger two onto the fourth string second fret. And this will match up with the A chord that's going on in the background. Then all that's left is this. And that's the fourth string open. And then I'll hit the fifth string open and hammer on my second finger to the second fret of the fifth string. And then play the fourth string open again. And that's the end of this intro.